Readers, I have a very special guest with me today, Aaron James, who has written my theme music, It's a Fine Line. Welcome, Aaron.
Hello.
It's great to have you here. Now, I know a little bit about you, and I know that you originally from Massachusetts. And tell us how you ended up in Texas and became a blues artist.
Let's see. I was a film and drama major in college. And
where'd you go to college?
At Vassar College.
Vassar. Okay.
And a bunch of my friends and classmates moved down to Austin to start up a children's television show. And I had a $60,000 a year job lined up, and then I could go and sleep on their couch instead and waitress. But I heard there was a good blues scene in Texas, so I decided to head down to Austin, Texas. And they all stayed 6 months, and I have been there since 1994.
Now, how did you get interested in blues?
Somebody gave me a B.B. King tape. I'd heard some Muddy Waters. I'd heard some various things that kept on moving me closer to the blues. But somebody that used to come and hear my a cappella group play at Vassar all the time handed me a B.B. King tape and said, "You should really be listening to this and singing this kind of stuff." So,
when did you take up playing the bass? Because I know that's your instrument in the band.
Well, when I first moved down to Austin and started sitting in and singing at blues jams, I kind of thought I needed to, I didn't just want to be a singer, I wanted to be part of the band and do double duty per se. And seeing as I sang bass in my a cappella group, I decided that would be the perfect instrument. So when, that was about 1997. When I started, I had my first bass gig in 1998.
How has the blues scene evolved from the time that you first got to Austin till now, today?
There was a wonderful blues scene downtown on 6th Street. Now it's all turned very Stevie Ray Vaughan guitar oriented, which is, I understand he's from Texas, but it was a much different sound before. It was a much deeper, richer blues sound.
And now, who were your original mentors?
Let's see. Uncle John Turner was a big one. He played. He was the drummer for the original Johnny Winter Band. Played at Woodstock, and he was a lot of fun. He turned me on to a lot of Louisiana style blues, New Orleans stuff.
All right. Since this show is about authors and writers, can you tell us the process of how you write a song? Do you start first with the lyrics, or does a tune come into your head? How is that process?
It kind of happens all sorts of different ways. Sometimes I have notebooks and notebooks full of single verses and that came to me with the music, maybe 5 years ago, and I think one line is good, and I might use it someday. So I have notebooks and notebooks of those. And a lot of the time, those kind of things happen to me, say, in the shower or somewhere where I'm hearing a distant strain of maybe just the bass line or something that really gelled for me, have come to me all at once, just the music and the words. It might take me a day or so to finish all the lyrics, but I can tell their songs right from the get-go.
And then how do you write the parts for the different instruments in the band?
I kind of let them write themselves, except I might have an idea, like on the latter of my two CDs, there's a song called Fear, and I knew exactly what I wanted the guitar to feel like. And I knew exactly what I wanted the whole song to feel like. So I said to the piano player, just make this as dark as you possibly can. And, at the end of the song, I want you to feel like you've just had somebody point their finger right in your face. And after I finished describing it to him, he said, "Okay, so you want people to feel like they have to take a shower after they're done listening to this?" And I said, "Yep, that's exactly what I want."
Now, your first CD was called?
You Had to Go.
You Had to Go.
Mm-hmm.
And your second CD?
the second CD was after I had spent 7 years with one band and was launching off on my own in a different direction, because although I love the Texas blues guitar sound, I didn't want it to be all about the guitar. I wanted to have more of a band sound. And so I actually brought in a cast of like 14 people on that one, some of whom I play with regularly, some of whom I've never played with since.
Now, where can our listeners actually get these CDs?
You can get them, you can download them on iTunes, or you can find them at cdbaby.com.
Now, Fine Line is actually our theme song. Do you remember writing that? Tell us about, you know, were there any stories about writing or recording that song?
I wrote it in a hotel room in Milan.
Milan, Italy?
Yeah.
What were you doing there?
Playing.
Okay.
We were touring Italy. I can't really tell you where in Italy we ended up, because nobody that was taking us around spoke English. I was like, are those the Alps? Somebody, are those the Alps? But yeah, I was, I had a friendship, I guess, back in the States kind of fall to pieces, and it was really eating at me and chewing on me, and so it came out in a song.
Oh. And you're touring Europe again this summer, aren't you?
Yeah.
Where will you be this summer?
Germany, I know. I'm pretty sure Sweden, Denmark, and who knows where else we might end up.
Now, if the listeners get to Austin, where might they find you playing, and how do they find out your schedule?
I try to keep ReverbNation .com updated as far as my schedule. So that's probably the best place. You can also find me on Facebook or erinjames.com.
Spell that name again.
J-A-I-M-E-S.
J-A-I-M-E-S. Okay. Now, what are we going to be listening to? And tell us about the evolution of that song.
I think we should listen to Soul Garden. If you've ever been to Austin, then you probably know about Barton Springs and about Zilker Park and the little miniature train that goes around the park. And so I was the engineer on that train for a couple of years. And when you're going around the park 11 times a day for 23 minutes every time, it gives you quite a bit of time to think. And I would hear something on the radio that I hadn't heard before while I was sitting in the depot selling tickets, and then go out on the train and just have something different form in my head. And I'm sure all the kids thought it was crazy seeing their engineer singing, because they could see me in the mirror and they could probably hear me too. But I was in a pretty heavy-duty relationship, not in a positive way at that time, but I wrote a sarcastic song. Everything that I wished it was that it wasn't, and it, lo and behold, turned into a love song called Soul Garden. And years later, I got married, and the song came true, so...
Happily ever after.
Happily ever after.
Okay. Listeners, we're going to hear Soul Garden very soon. And I just wanted to reinforce, where can we find your music, Erin?
At cdbaby.com, at iTunes. And you can just find my website. You can either go to Facebook or go to erinjames.com. That's E-R-I-N-J-A-I-M-E-S.
Erin James, which is very appropriate since it's almost St. Patty's Day, so which is very close to Erin's birthday. So erinjames.com. Thanks so much for being with us today, Erin.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Bye.